This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Jim Wehmer, environmental reporter with Florida Today, and Ed Killer, outdoor columnist for tcpalm.com and Treasure Coast newspapers. And we're celebrating Shark Week. It goes on all this week, both in print and online, floridatoday.com, for more information. So let's talk sharks.
I think one of the fun things about what I do as an outdoors columnist is I get to tell people's shark stories and when they have encounters with some of these sharks. And not all big sharks have a big bite. So just recently, this past weekend, there's actually some divers off the coast of Palm Beach that encountered a giant whale shark. And so these whale sharks, you know, they can be as long as 60 feet long. They can weigh over 4 or 5 tons. These are giant animals. They're huge. But they don't have the sharp teeth. They're not fish eaters. They're not mammal eaters. They eat plankton, and just like whales do a lot of times. So they're really giant, slow-moving. At least they appear slow-moving. But when something is 40 feet long, even one paddle of its tail, it can cover a lot more distance than it looks like. So some divers saw one. It was only about 2 miles off the beach, off the Breakers Hotel down there, which is kind of a landmark of Palm Beach. And it was crystal clear diving conditions. They had visibility top to bottom in 60 or 80 feet of water. So the word got out over the VHF radio, and guys started coming in to see this shark. And the one guy I was had a chance to interview, he had a scooter. He's a commercial diver. So he's actually got a scooter that can power him through the water. So he was able to stay up close to the whale shark within range of his GoPro camera for long enough to really get, you know, quite a few, you know, at least 30 seconds of good footage of this shark underwater. And of course, that's included in the story in the online version of it. So it was kind of a neat encounter for a lot of these people that for the first time they got to see something like this, a very special, unique animal. But we always have to remember that here along, you know, Brevard County's coastline, we're just within a few miles of the Gulf Stream, which is like a super highway for these giant animals. So great white sharks, whale sharks, a lot of other migratory species that are moving around in open water, they use that as a way to, you know, get from, you know, the southern part of Florida to the northern part to off the Carolina coast. It's a very efficient method for these large animals to move around out there. So it gives divers, it gives fishermen and other people a great opportunity to encounter with these animals. And one thing I really am looking forward to is that as Shark Week is taking place here, we're also going to have lobster mini season in Florida, which just increases, puts tens of thousands of divers out there in the water. So I know we're going to have some more stories coming up after that.
Hopefully shark sightings, not shark bites.
Hopefully.
We're not just doing Shark Week here. This one of the thoughts that we had was that this could be a springboard to launch sort of a creature of the month feature sort of thing. We're going to call it Our Wild Florida. It'll have a logo, and it'll be you know, periodically where we'll look at things like, you know, maybe invasive snakes. Like, what are the pythons that are pushing north? What is the ecological impact of that? What, you know, what spiders do you need to worry about in Florida? That kind of thing. So it'd be a way into sort of a fun way into serious topics.
All right. So once again, Shark Week at Florida Today. You can see it online, floridatoday.com, or in print in your local newspaper. I want to thank you guys for coming in, and we look forward to Critter of the Month series so we can keep abreast of the diversity of animal wildlife we have here in Florida. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.